This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's getting real in the Ukraine. Wow. Talk about a changing of the guard and conversation. The Biden administration putting 8,500 U.S. troops on heightened alert. And NATO said it was moving more military equipment into Eastern Europe. So what gives? Also, a treatment that many people were seeking, the antibodies, an infusion as many would call it, are ineffective against the Omicron variant, according to the FDA, and they're ending the use for now. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on these airwaves, wherever you hail from. Let's dive right into it. So there was the big blunder last week with what the president said in his two-hour news conference, and then the reporters who asked questions afterwards and tripping up over his words, saying, looking at the Ukraine and saying that, well, you know, it depends on what kind of interference that we're talking about, basically, as I am shortening what he said. But the tense conflict over the Ukraine has definitely shifted full crisis. If NATO is saying it's moving military equipment into Eastern Europe and Russia, what do you think? They're there to definitely say, oh, no, you don't. 8,500 troops on heightened alert, getting ready to be deployed. NATO continuing to make some kinds of moves, measures to protect and defend all allies, they say, including reinforcing the eastern part of the alliance. Wow. That put on standby is absolutely a signal, and again, a very big shift. And what the Pentagon is saying, John Kirby is their spokesperson, he said this is really about reassuring the eastern flank of Europe, is proving how seriously the United States takes our Article 5 commitment, referring to NATO's mutual defense clause. That's what it is. As for the Kremlin, their spokespeople are saying Russia's watching NATO's moves, and the president, Vladimir Putin, is taking measures to ensure that their security and their interests are properly protected, right? So you have Russian troops that continue to get close to that border. They're there on the borders of the Ukraine. They're not close. They're on it. They're there, they say, ahead of major training exercises that are happening next month. You can see video that's surfacing really all over social media showing the military convoys and trains with massive military equipment moving across southern Russia and Belarus. So they're prepping for an exercise, prepping for a fight, prepping to take over a country, a territory, right? So you got the U.S. ordering their families of diplomats to leave. You have Britain ordering diplomats and their families to leave the Ukraine and saying non-essential diplomatic staff should leave. The State Department cautioning American citizens to consider leaving the Ukraine because an attack could happen at any time. So this is the no-fooling clause. That's what this is, that this is for real. You know, you've got a small unit of Marines reinforcing the people assigned to the U.S. Embassy, and they're in the Ukraine, and certainly this thing has ratcheted up many, many levels, right? And you look at the deployment and how long we've been talking about this before the end of the year, and so now this is game on at this point. Russian officials keep saying they don't have any plan to invade the Ukraine. And they're saying that Russia has a right to move troops and hold military exercises on its own territory and with allies. So Russian and Belarus officials have announced these joint military exercises in Belarus next month. But that looks like a possible ground attack on the northern Ukraine area from Belarus. And they're talking about this naval exercise with 20 different ships from the Baltic Fleet. So they're talking about sending battalions, air defense, all, you know, you name it. They're just throwing everything at it. So I would say if you look at the Russians trying to destabilize the Ukrainian government and install a pro-Moscow regime, even though they're denying it, this is obviously what seems to be going on here. And remember, you had what happened with 2014 after Moscow annexed the Crimea, right? So then you had the conflict in the eastern part of the Ukraine, which has killed more than 13,000 people, and it continues. So, by the way, that's not gone away. It's not talked about, but it is not gone away. So this is big. And then this goes to what is our role in all of this, and what does it mean? It means we're in it if something happens. There's no doubt about it. If we've got that many troops that are on heightened alert, that means going in, if any movement seems as though it's leading to an attack on the Ukraine, and flip a coin, what do you think the odds are of some kind of an attack? What is the purpose behind Putin's chess move here? He is a megalomaniac. He wants to grab as much land as he can. He wants the Ukraine. He wants the Ukraine. He wants to be able to annex it. He wants it a pro-Moscow regime. Will he get it? That's a different story. All right, speaking of getting it, for many people who got COVID-19, Regeneron was one of the treatments. Getting the antibody therapies was huge for a lot of people. I can't tell you how many people said to me that they got it when they got COVID-19. But the Food and Drug Administration on Monday took two of those therapies off the list of COVID-19 treatments, saying the medications should not be used anywhere in the U.S. because they're ineffective against Omicron, that variant. It doesn't work. The Department of Health and Human Services, they distribute COVID treatments to states. They notified every single state health official that they're stopping distribution of these medications made by Regeneron and Eli Lilly. So this is big, because I think there was comfort to people thinking, hey, well, I know someone that got infused and it helped them, because you need those antibodies. That was the conversation. So Omicron, of course, responsible for more than 99% of the cases in the United States. So we know that to be true from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and Johns Hopkins says it as well. But the FDA is saying it's highly unlikely that COVID-19 patients seeking care in the U.S. are infected with a variant other than Omicron, and the treatments aren't authorized to be used. They're not authorized. And like I said, this is a very big turn of events, because there were a lot of people that were seeking this, right? So now you look at other treatments. You look at the antiviral pills made by Pfizer and by Merck and by another company, another pharmaceutical company, Ridgeback. So in addition to the use of the antiviral drug remdesivir as an outpatient therapy, that recently got the green light from regulators. So there's the other side of that. There are other treatments they seem to think that work, but they're in short supply. So that's the problem with that. If you're looking for the Pfizer pill, good luck. Very, very short supply, that's for sure. All right, coming up next, it's all about the head. We start a 5-part series with Janie Marvin.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
I can't wait for you to meet Janie Marvin. Janie Marvin's written a series of books I think that are incredibly powerful. And so we're going to take you on a journey with her for a couple of months here. And she's in our virtual green room right now. Hi, Janie. How are you?
I'm great, Kate. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks so much for coming on. Let's talk about your road to writing and what made you write, for example, the first book that we're going to talk about in this series of books, Holographic Human Transformation Theory.
My road to writing this book, huh? I grew up with I'm just going to call it a dysfunctional family. My father was an alcoholic, and my mother very codependent, and I ended up with a substance abuse problem. I ended up with a lot of other problems, thought problems, emotional problems, behavioral problems, a long history of dysfunction. And at the age of 24, I decided it was time to not live like this anymore. I couldn't keep on living, not the way I'd been living. And I'd been seeking help, and the help that I always went to seek was just didn't seem real to me. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, it didn't work. It wasn't resonating with you.
No, yeah, it didn't. I honestly, Kate, I felt like these are my problems. I must have an answer, you know, within me somehow. I must know how to take care of these things. I don't have to be a doctor or things like this. And I worked in the human service field since 1976. And I got into the human service field from actually being an inmate on a maximum security unit for my drug crimes and my drug abuse. And from there, I watched the way things went, and I actually got to know the other people there, And you know what, Kay? If we know ourselves, we can help ourselves. Others that try to help us, it's not that simply packaged together. There isn't one answer for every one of us. Like with boundaries, they talk about boundaries like everybody ought to know what boundaries are. There too, I got to have different boundaries, or it's okay that I do have different boundaries than others have. I'm a unique individual. Every human being is a very unique individual. And it's important that we get to know ourselves, and it's important that we learn how to help ourselves grow, and that we learn how to heal ourselves and keep ourselves healthy.
Wow, that's just a wonderful, wonderful way to explain that and unpack all of the reasons for what happened to you and what you discovered, how everybody's unique. So we turn to holographic human transformation theory, and what's in this book? What will we learn if we read this book?
This book actually has a neurological central nervous system map of where the data from the subconscious brain is neurofiring throughout our whole being as it processes the data. And it breaks down into six general areas, a line down the center of the map of a being in a line across the shoulders and at the waist point. So there's three sections on one side and three sections adjacent on the other side, with the different sensory data functions in each of those different senses. So by getting familiar with this book and this map, you can actually see your own body movement and know what data is literally being processed in your subconscious brain. You can notice your own position, and from the way the different sections of your the map and your position, you can get an interpretation of what's going on in your own subconscious as you are even just sitting quietly positioned, let alone if you're gesturing. I'm quite a gesturing person. And the gestures, we will gesture. We will say, I don't know, for example, and we'll take our right arm and move it out away from our body. Or we'll say, I don't know, and we'll take it and I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And being able to have this map, you can see what it is that your conscious isn't knowing, that the subconscious knows. And then working consciously with your own subconscious to get the subconscious to allow conscious to have access to this data. You talk about know thyself. You can get to know yourself in great detail just from this simple little map that is in this book. And then it goes into much greater detail. The biggest thing that you're going to learn from reading this book, and I'd highly recommend you read it more than once, because we're complicated beings. And even though I've simplified it in ways that we can gain understanding of ourselves with just simple body movement or linguistics that we have, there's a lot going on in being human. It's a complicated process. We have the most powerful brain known. Artificial intelligence is all about duplicating the human mind, and we are very complicated computered programs. So,
boy, that says it all. I love that you said, you know, you want to read this a couple of times because you're right, so that you can grasp it. And we are complicated and interesting and fascinating, and the more you know, the better you do, the better you feel, and maybe the more alive you feel. Do you think that?
Absolutely. I had been through quite a bit in my life, and I still do quite a bit today. And I know that there's no way that I'd be able to deal with what I deal with in life and keep the hope that I feel, that keep moving forward like I do, if it weren't for knowing some of this information about not only how my brain works, but being able to read my whole being and then having ways of keeping my being functioning together. So absolutely, the more we understand and know of ourselves, the more patient we can be with ourselves, the more compassionate and understanding and helpful we can be even with ourselves. That's awesome. I like the way you said that, Kate.
Yeah. Yeah, I am so excited about this whole series of conversations with you. So this book, Holographic Human Transformation Theory, you can, of course, get it on Amazon.com. The next time around, you and I are going to talk about conscious and subconscious, the human experience. I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, it's a tremendous. It goes into detail about the power of the human brain. This is fun. Thank you so much, Kate.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that next time. Again, Jamie Marvin, thanks so much for coming on, and we look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much, Kate. Have a good day.
I'll tell you what, you think about what we do know and what we don't know and how powerful the brain is, and she is so right, and she's on really a mission to teach people how to use every aspect of their self, basically, and identify behaviors, and people are struggling with all kinds of things, and the holographic human transformation theory does teach that body map of what's inside. And she believes and talks about it in the book, with a little practice, anyone can identify most everything within themselves and others, because you can't change what you don't have a knowledge of, which is true. A little bit of knowledge can be incredibly powerful, right? So imagine unlocking that and when you already have the keys somewhere inside. We've heard that before, right? You just have to unlock it. We all have limitless potential. I truly, truly believe that. All right, stay with us, Sarah Jane. Coming up next, and we close it out with some amazing odds and ends.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is working with his administration to lower prices for American families. He opened a cabinet meeting Monday by saying, without proof that a lack of competition in the market costs the average family about $5,000 a year. Biden once again saying capitalism without competition is not capitalism. The Pentagon is instituting a state of heightened military readiness because of the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine,
which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF or if other situations develop.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a briefing for members as tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is attacking the anti-vaccination movement along with free speech.
We are well aware that there is a loud and vocal minority empowered through social media and media platforms that proliferate disinformation.
Speaking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling the message of the anti-vaccination movement wrong and dangerous. Psaki noting more than 210 million Americans are fully vaccinated against COVID. New York City is spending more to run its mass transit system than just about any city in the world. That's according to the Metro Transportation Authority's own report, which was mandated by state lawmakers in 2019. It compared New York with other major international cities like Paris, London, and Taiwan. It found that in some cases, the MTA's cost to operate trains and buses were twice as high. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We take you to England for a conversation with Sarah Jane. Her book is called Through My Eyes, so powerful. Imagine this. I want you to think about this. If you had a broken back, if you were diagnosed as bipolar, if you had children to raise, would you be asking yourself the question, why me? Would you be thinking about that every day? This woman has such a great way to knock that down with everything that she's been through, and it's just brilliant, I think, in what she's trying to do to help so many people, to be that voice out there, as she said to me. So, Sarah Jane, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you, everybody.
Let's talk about your story. So what happened? Tell us about the back and the diagnosis and the wait list and all of that.
The diagnosis was awful. I just got through, you know, 30 years of back baggage of personal life. And then when I felt like I was in a really good place in my life for once, I got diagnosed in the same week with a broken back. I had no injury. I just got backache at work. And this bipolar rapid cycle type. And my head went west for a few years. And then I had to really learn through study of Tibetan Buddhism, being in the present moment, stop asking why me and ask, well, why not? What can I do with this to make this a positive outcome rather than a negative?
Wow. So when you turned that around, what happened in your life? What did that feel like when you really embraced that?
It felt amazing because for once in my life, I'd let go. I'd let go of all the what ifs, the whys, and that's what all humans question is, why me, why me, why me? And I had three beautiful children that needed their mum, and I sat there and thought, well, why not me? And let's make this a positive thing. Let's not let my story become something of a waste, you know, when I can make it something good to help other people. Because I had studied hard to become a family support worker. The minute I was told I had bipolar, they said I couldn't do that job. And I was devastated because it's something I wanted to do since 6 years old, is help others to mentally turn things around in their life. Because when you're on rock bottom, I always teach people there's only one way from rock bottom, which is up. And you've got to have that hope that things do get better. Just be patient, you know, and forgive, and forgive yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Forgive yourself. So when they read Through My Eyes, what else will they learn in the book? What else will they hear about in the book?
Well, the book tells them everything about my personal life that contributed to my mental health. And it teaches them how to, rather than with all the what ifs, why me, let's just say to each other, that's been done and gone, guys. Sit there and write a passage if it keeps mentally playing over in your mind. Write it down, own it. It's not happening now. It's been done and gone. And understand the bigger picture in it rather than the why. But always let go of the whys, because you'll never get those answers. But if you can then in turn understand another person's life whilst you were going through that horrible time, it could have been like myself, being beat up by my ex or going through miscarriages. And instead of the whys, I turned it around and I put down just the incident and owned it. And the power that came across to me, I stopped replaying it in my mind. And it made me feel like I owned that time in my life now. And I understand myself today because of it.
Wow, so powerful. And what do you hope for your kids? Because I'm sure your kids have gone through a lot of this walk with you. What do you hope for them with this book?
My kids have gone through the worst time in their life because they went from a mummy that was very active to a mum that couldn't even get out of bed because she had a broken back. So I taught my kids open speech, talk, be angry if you need to be angry, let off if you need to let off, but talk about it afterwards, because we all suffer in many, many degrees in life, i.e. puberty, school, bullying, all degrees, and that's without your parents as well. So I always said to my children, your home is your safe place. If you want to let off and be angry, that's fine. But then let's work it out afterwards why you was angry and what caused that. And now my children are 21, 25 and 26. And they are so beautiful that they work everything out. In fact, they're more mature than me now because of everything I've tried to implement. I couldn't take away what was going on. All I could do was say to them, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be upset. But let's talk it out afterwards. When everyone's calmed down and give each other space and time, and you'll realize it's never personal. It's never personal. So forgive, forget, and let go. But always talk it through. In my books, I empower open speech. Just knock enough of it. In families, we're too busy hiding because we feel like our loved ones are going to be hurt by it, but they're already being hurt. So it's better to talk it through rather than just, you know, try and pretend that there's nothing going on when there really is. You can't protect everybody from stuff that just hits you in life, but you can teach your children how to let that out naturally, safely at home with each other. Even if we don't like it, that's fine. But always talk it through afterwards. And you realize it's never personal.
It's never personal. So this book, Through My Eyes, Sarah Jane's book, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Please get this book. What do you hope people who read your book come away with?
Inspiration. And not only that, I'm non-profit. All my royalties get saved up, and I'm opening a foundation called Through My Eyes, and it will fund families that need the help and support. So not only do they get a template, because I've used all my studies of counselling, brain development, et cetera, to write that book in a way, it gives people their own way of writing their story through their eyes. Because when you're waiting for help, you don't get it immediately. But the power I got from just writing it down, and how much better I felt. I used myself as my own guinea pig for my books, and it worked. It really worked, because I feel in control in my life and in control of my illnesses. Does that make sense? And I have taught my children to always be open. Lash out if you need to lash out. But at the end of the day, always talk it through.
Wow, such a beautiful place to end this. I want to tell people, we've told people they can get your book, Through My Eyes, on Amazon. Where else can they find you? Because I know you write blogs and stuff under a different name.
They can find me on Facebook. I'm very, very known as Eve. I love the name. I really love it because it's just a natural, non-judgment type name that anyone can identify with. And I've only been online for 2 years because I felt like I wanted to say to my viewers, put your money where your mouth is and get out there and show them. I've been fundraising since before Christmas. I brought my toe doing it.
Yeah.
Like this stuff. But at the end of the day, I have had so much thanks, which I don't want, for all the money that I get across the world to those who need it. I do this voluntarily. I don't do it for self-gain.
Yeah.
All my money goes back to those that need it, because I grew up abroad and I've seen suffering. I would never want anyone to suffer unnecessarily. And during COVID, we need to join hands, support each other. It's got the worst mental health reputation now ever in history, and I understand that. So I'm always blogging live to help people cope with being in lockdowns that they're not used to, you know, losing the businesses, losing money, and it breaks my heart. Mm. So I'm always trying to inspire people to have hope. Just be patient, guys. We'll get there to you in the end.
Yes. Wow. Again, perfect place to end this. Through My Eyes is the book. Thank you so much, Sarah Jane. Enjoyed it. Can't wait to see what comes next. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. And thank you, everybody.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For this show, some odds and ends for you. Well, this could be an end for some. The Dow tumbling. Hey, let's face it. It is the world's biggest craps table. We know that. When people talk about finances so often, it's, you know, the roller coaster ride that you get on Wall Street. And it was that kind of a day on Wall Street. Stocks ended the day higher with a big turnaround just before the closing bell, but it looked terrible. It was like falling off of a cliff, like, there it goes. The low point of the session, check this out, the market was on track to hit its worst day since October 2020. The Dow was down 1,000 points. But just a couple of minutes left in the trading session, and there was a major reverse course, and it turned green. So the Dow finished 0.3% or 99 points higher. Again, what did I say about craps table? The wild swings? Yep, we know it. It can happen. I mean, it's a tough start for stocks in 2022. And of course, people who are investing are looking for reasons to get some kind of a rebound. Many of you listening maybe work for a company where you have a 401k. So you care about the stock market because you do have a gamble on this, and it can make a big difference when you're getting set to retire as to what's happened to your portfolio with those options. So it's interesting. Earnings season is now on to big tech, so that means Microsoft and IBM and Intel and Apple, and those report this week, so we'll see where they end up. I have a feeling it's going to be fine. We're not going to see that kind of a wild swing in at least the next couple of days. But again, my crystal ball is cracked. There's no way to know for sure. Let's put it that way. Okay, this is really something that we've talked about a lot on the show, is talking about what is going on with the Ukraine and the border. So it's worth reiterating this from the top of the show. 8,500 troops have been put on heightened alert for possible deployment to Eastern Europe. So this is now serious.
And that was according to the Pentagon. They talked about it earlier in the day. The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, issued the prepare to deploy orders at the direction of the president. So this is a big step in preparing for a potential Russian invasion of the Ukraine that we have seen could be imminent and very different from what we heard last week. So now this is a show of might. And like I said, it's a reverse, a big swing. So the goal of sending military reinforcements to Eastern Europe would be what? To provide a deterrence and to reassure allies that there's no suggestion U.S. combat troops would deploy to the Ukraine or take part in any combat roles, that there hasn't been any suggestion of that. So this is just a theory, right? He wouldn't say where the troops might deploy, but said that they've made it clear to the eastern flank allies, we're prepared to bolster their capabilities if they need it. So do the math. Read between the lines. It's pretty obvious why that would happen and why that would be ordered. We'll see. We'll see where this all ends up. This is sad, a sad thing that happened. 7 people were injured when a F-35 jet crashed on an aircraft carrier. The F-35C Lightning II, assigned to the Argonauts of Strike Fighter Squadron 147, was preparing to launch off the flight deck of the Nimitz aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson. We've talked about that aircraft carrier before. And an F-35C Lightning assigned to the Black Knights prepared to launch off the flight deck of the Nimitz on the other side, right? So the pilot of one of the jets ejected as his jet crashed on the deck of that aircraft carrier in the South China Sea, injuring 7 people. This is from the U.S. Pacific Fleet. The pilot was doing a routine. I just talked about this the other day. Somebody sent me an email that people don't know enough about these flight ops and things that happen where sometimes a routine military op turns deadly. This was a routine flight op when the crash happened. They ejected. They were recovered by a military helicopter. The pilot's in stable condition, but 6 others were injured on the deck on the carrier. I've talked about this before. I've learned more about aircraft carriers from my husband because he was in the Navy and he was on an aircraft carrier. And we've talked about the mishaps, the possibilities, the things that people don't realize that can happen often on these floating cities. And this was sadly one of those. But again, injured. So the good news is that I'm not saying, hey, anybody's dead from this, but it's something that you don't realize that I think you take for granted, right? You show of might and you think of the actual war zones. But so many times there are these little freak things that happen, and this is certainly one of them. All right, moving on to more odds and ends. The U.S. pharmacies in your probably neighborhood are, and health centers are starting the rollout of the free N95 masks. So that's the good news there. And then the COVID tests are landing in the mailboxes of people who ordered them. But the first free N95 masks for the public have started to go to the pharmacies. So they're ramping this up. That's a good thing. Masks are set up for distribution at, if you have these stores, Hy-Vee and some other grocery stores in the Midwest. More expected at the Southeastern Grocers store later this week, too. And this is all coming from the Strategic National Stockpile, which gets distributed to pharmacies and community health centers. So I say thumbs up to that because, look, it's our coin. And if you were going to get a mask and you were trying to find those kinds of masks, not always easy to find, and there are plenty of people who they have sham operations and people are desperate and they send their money to these places. Well, don't do that. Go and just get the free ones. Just go and get the free ones. Even if you're someone who, I'm boosted on this, or I think I'm fine, or whatever your reason is, maybe just throw it in a drawer. I don't know. But if it's part of the coin that you're shelling out and they're being offered for free, I say, why not, right? CVS pharmacies, they're going to get them in the next couple of weeks. And CVS is all over the place, so I think a lot of people would end up getting probably their masks from CVS. But there's also those stores I mentioned that they're already getting them. So I think in odds and ends, without a doubt, that's a very, very big deal. Here's a follow-up to something I talked about last week, and many of you sent me emails about this. I used to live in California, and I loved going up the California coastline. I grew up in the East Coast, and I lived in the Midwest and the South, and never really experienced California. And once I got a chance, I was, boom, I was going to see every piece of history and everything I could. And the reason I'm telling you that is if you go to California, I would put that on your bucket list. You just take a nice drive up that coastline. But I wonder how much will get destroyed because they got a wildfire going on and they've had these huge offshore winds and terribly dry conditions near the Big Sur coastline. If you look it up, it's awe-inspiring when you look at the Big Sur coastline. 35% contained, from what I understand. So that's good because it was reduced to 700 acres on Sunday, and it's been improved because there was over 1,000 acres before. But winds are challenging, and they call this blaze the Colorado Fire because it originated in Palo Colorado Canyon, and it made a huge approach toward the state's coastline on Friday night, and it was those winds, again, those dang winds, and then you get the dry conditions, and it's just, I'm like a broken record saying this, you had 8 fire crews, 286 people, 3 helicopters, 9 water tenders, 22 fire engines assigned to this fire, so obviously a very, 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 very big deal. And I talked about this in the man cave in the first hour, but there's lots of speculating going on about Tom Brady and whether or not the great Tom Brady, fistful of rings and then some, the Tampa Bay quarterback who was the superstar quarterback for the New England Patriots. Is this it for him after losing and not making it to the championship game? Will he decide to step away? And I've been asked this now because through email, so I'll just throw it out here. I don't think so. I think football is his life, his family, and football. And I think if he can give it a go for another year or so, I think he does it. Now, Aaron Rodgers could be a different story. Would Aaron Rodgers go to another team? A team that has, you know, just for a last year or two, or would Aaron Rodgers step away? And he said he's just going to be thinking about things because, of course, he's being asked about it just like Tom Brady. And I would be more surprised if Tom Brady stepped away than Aaron Rodgers. But again, just like with the stocks, I do not have a crystal ball on this. And I don't even know that those two have made up their minds yet. It's very hard when you're a superstar, and you've done it for so long, and you still have some talent to walk away from a game that you love. All right, we're walking away from this show. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us. Remember, 24/7, you can hit me up through the miracle of email, kaytokatedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everyone.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.